Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Melissa, what's your go-to karaoke song?
I haven't done karaoke in a long time.
Okay, first of all, that needs to change right now. Why? What do you have against karaoke?
I'm scared.
No, you're not. You're on the radio every morning.
Yeah, but nobody sees me. I don't know.
That is true. That is true. I mean, I see you.
Yeah, but that's one person.
Okay, so what happened? Okay, we need to take you out to do karaoke. Where I'll be the only one sitting in the main room. But the speakers will go to the next room over, and that's where everyone will be.
Okay.
Okay.
If I had to pick a song, it would probably be either an old Madonna song, like A Virgin, or Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know.
Now, see, like A Virgin, for someone who's, you know, you get scared.
Not A Virgin?
No. No.
Well, I am clearly not a virgin because I have a
You got a kid, right. And we all know how kids are made. Now I'm all flustered. That is a 5 to 6 minutes long song, like A Virgin.
Oh, don't they have a shorter
Life
karaoke?
I'm thinking of Like a Prayer.
Oh, yeah. That one's long.
You're saying just Virgin, like a virgin. Okay. I was thinking Like a Prayer, because that is the one where it's like, life is a mystery. Everybody stand alone. I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. Boom, 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 boom. Oh my gosh, people are unsubscribing. I can hear people. We're pre-recording this, and I can still hear the live people clicking their unsubscribe buttons right now.
I'm out.
Wow, I like this podcast before they sang karaoke Madonna on it. My goodness. Oh, okay.
What's yours?
Man, well, now I'm thinking Like a Prayer should be.
Right?
We nailed that. We did not nail it.
No, we did not.
my go-to?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, it's a good one.
Is it, what decade was it from?
Late 90s.
Late 90s. Is it a boy band?
It's a band that sounds like a band, but it's actually just one man.
A band that sounds like a band, but it's, yeah. Okay, I don't know. Who is it?
Fatboy Slim.
Oh, really? What song?
Praise You.
Sing it.
We've come a long, long way together through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. You know?
Wow.
You know, oh, come on!
Is that really what you sing when you're out
Yeah,
at
I
karaoke?
Love that song. And everyone loves that song. So it's like it gets a good... And it's not a whole lot of words to remember. It's nice.
But you don't have to remember the words at karaoke. They're written there for you.
Okay. All right. Good point. That's good. Touche.
You're such a dork.
But I just like, I think it's better karaoke. See, but that's my one of my problems with karaoke is when someone goes up to sing a song and they rely fully on the screen. Like, no, you have to know. For it to be good karaoke, you have to know the song.
It's
going in, right?
It's very rare that karaoke is good. But I also feel like...
Again, touche.
Yeah. I think that you have to have an upbeat song to get the crowd going.
Oh, that's almost upbeat. Like, that's upbeat. It's in most like car commercials now.
It's, yeah.
Praise you. I've got to praise you. I've got to praise you like I should.
It's okay.
All right.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. What about this?
I can't lie.
What about this? I was thinking about this. So, speaking, it's on the karaoke type subject. What would be something that would be great karaoke that's not singing? So, like, for example, and I was trying to think of things that would be great at karaoke that would be fun that would not be karaoke. And I know you would hate this one, but it's the only example I could come up with.
What is it?
Movie quotes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But, like, it's on the screen. Ugh. But, like, you act out the scene. But instead of singing a song, you just go up on stage and you act out. This is a scene from The Departed. You know, like, you act out whatever it is, and you've got the lines on the screen. Wouldn't that be funny?
That might be kind of funny. I would need to know the movie. I would need to know the scene a little bit.
You get to pick. You pick the movie.
Right. Okay. Just so, like you pick the song.
Right. You know, so you could be like, oh, I want Wayne's World, the opening scene. And then it'll be like, boom. My name is Wayne Campbell. I live in Aurora, Illinois. You know, like, and you just go through and you have to act it up on stage.
I feel like you need to sing. I feel like you need to sing maybe your dreams when you wake up so that you'll remember them. Because you know how they go, they disappear as the day goes on.
Yeah.
So if you wake up and you had a really weird dream and you don't want to forget it, and you're like, I just had a dream.
So, okay, so let's, like, because I'm thinking, like, whenever I think karaoke, I think bar setting. So I'm thinking, like, at this bar, you walk into the bar and you go right to sleep. For like 2 hours. Then you wake up, enough to hit that REM sleep so you can get a good dream.
Yeah, a nice
Then you
deep
wake
sleep.
Up. And right when you wake up, you just sing the dream.
You start singing. You got a mic, and you're like,
and you were there, and you weren't there, but you were.
Exactly. Or if you have a dream about your boss or a coworker, and you're like, my boss just ripped me a new butt.
I was fired, and I didn't know how to tell my wife.
I had a dream where my teeth were falling out.
Those are the worst dreams. Those are the worst dreams.
My teeth were falling out. My teeth were falling out.
Yeah. My teeth were falling out.
My teeth.
They were falling out.
My teeth.
or what about walking through the halls of my high school? Everyone staring at me. I couldn't figure it out why until I realized I had no pants and they were seeing my pee-pee.
I couldn't figure out why because they were seeing my pee-pee.
Yeah, like I'm just like...
I had a dream once where I came out of water topless.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I topless? Where's my shirt?
The two... Okay, actually, no, I'm going to throw a third dream in there too. But the three worst dreams, okay? Power ranking of worst dreams.
What is it?
One. I'll go from three to one. Number three, and this is one only I think former high school football players can relate to. But it's like, as an adult, as a grown man or in college, you get the opportunity to go back and play in a game in high school.
Oh, wow.
So you're older and like, you know, bigger
Wiser.
And stronger than everyone else.
Yeah.
However, in the locker room, you can't find your helmet. Or whatever, and you never actually make it out onto the field. Or you're playing the sport and you're slower. You're trying to run, but you can't run.
Oh, the slow motion thing, you can't get going?
That's number three, worst dream.
I hate that one.
Number two, showing up naked to work, high school, whatever.
Or
you're Winnie the Poohing it, where you just don't have pants on. And you're like trying to cover your shirt over your
stuff.
Yeah, your privates.
Yeah, your stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's usually top up. Like, it's only happened a couple times, and I'm like, where's my shirt?
Yeah, so then you have to go hand bra?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. That's tough.
And then the other really, really one that I don't know if any of you or you have it, is getting, not being able to get to work. You get to work late. Like, every time you're trying to get there, there's something that gets in your way. You can't get there. You're late. You're late. You're late. You're late. You're late.
And, like, for jobs, like for our job?
Yes.
If you're late,
that's it.
You're not going on the air. Like you have to be there at a certain time.
Right.
Oh, yes. No.
That is the worst.
So I'll group that in. The high school work dreams. Number one worst dream, though, on the power ranking of worst dreams ever.
What is it?
It's the teeth one.
Oh, my gosh.
When you, like, bite down and you can feel your teeth start to crumble, or, like, your teeth fall out. And
they're in your mouth and you spit them out. Yeah. Have you ever spit them out?
Yes. Yes. And you, and little pieces.
And little pieces.
Oh, my gosh.
Hand.
We have the same dreams.
I have the same dreams.
And you know what I've heard?
Yes.
You're super self-conscious if you have those dreams.
Like, is that what it is?
Yes. That's what I've heard. Which would make sense.
I could see
us being super. Yeah, I mean, like,
when was the last time you had one of those teeth dreams, though?
Probably, like, I think, like a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, I get them, like, regularly. Which probably means I'm more self-conscious than most people.
I think I've had them. I haven't had one in a really long time. But I remember my very first one, I remember.
Yeah.
I was in fourth grade. Fourth grade!
That's scary. That is scary because it's a scary dream. It's a scary dream as an adult.
Right.
And you're just thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? My teeth.
Yeah.
How do you get new teeth?
Yeah, it's really, really bizarre.
And then you're spitting out the chunks and you're like, well, I'll save these for later.
I know, my
like,
teeth.
Do you think I'll be able to glue them back?
You're like, I'm going to get veneers at 10?
Right. Yeah.
10-year-old with veneers.
Oh my gosh. I'm so glad we have this dream together.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Have you ever had the dream that you're falling?
You know what? No, I haven't. But I've seen it. They use that trope in movies a lot. You know, where you're falling and then right before you hit it, like, you wake up. Because they say you can't die in a dream. Like, you just physically cannot die in a dream.
Okay.
So whenever you die, you wake up or you're jolted up.
Yes. But, I think that's true.
Yeah. But which was what made Friday Nightmare on Elm Street so creepy, because he would actually kill people in their dreams and then they would die.
I know. Ew, that was so creepy.
Right.
Have you ever had the dream that you're floating? I used to have floating dream.
Ooh.
Which is really cool.
The flying floating dream.
Yeah.
So, like, you're just hovering over everything?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be the coolest dream ever.
You've never had that before?
No, I don't think I have.
Yeah, you're, like, floating over things, and it can be very, like, calming.
Very Big Lebowski-esque.
It is a little Big Lebowski.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's cool. What's it like up there?
It is very cool.
Like, you're
a drone.
It's
very Aladdin-like.
Yeah, right.
Very Aladdin. It's just kind of neat because, you know, but then I remember
mine was
like. It's
a whole new world, right?
Kind of. you feel like you don't know where you're going, though. Sometimes it's like you're just up and, you know, you need to get somewhere, but you can't get to where you need to be.
And then, like, you try to swim. You try to swim to where you want to get to be, but, like, you're not moving anywhere.
Yeah, it's like you're kind of like you feel a little lost.
Ooh, I could see that. That could get scary real quick.
I've seen that one too, yeah.
Yeah.
Dreams.
Do you ever think about floating away in space?
I've only seen it in movies.
Did you see the movie Gravity?
I did.
All right, spoiler warning for anyone who hasn't seen Gravity. Go ahead and fast forward, like, a minute into the podcast, but
that movie is terrifying.
When George Clooney floats away,
yes.
Oh my gosh!
I know.
I Melissa,
and then you know that's the end.
Think about that.
I know.
Think about from George Clooney's perspective,
mm-hmm.
And you are just, and you're like, I'll see ya.
I know.
Hi, next week.
I know.
And, like, nothing. There's no sound in space,
right?
So, like, you can't, and you're just, all you hear is your breath.
Well, and then
your tank expires eventually.
Yeah.
And then you just run out of air.
I just can't even imagine.
Would you, if you had the opportunity, if you had, like, a pickaxe in your hand or something, would you just crack open your helmet and just put yourself out?
Nope.
Yeah, I would let the air run out.
I'd let the air run out.
Me too.
But that's terrifying to think about.
You'd get a lot of me time, though. A lot of meditation time.
A lot of me time.
Yeah.
If
I had a book while floating away, it'd be fine. I'd be finally be able to finish a book.
Oh, my God.
Finally be able to find the time.
Would you start singing karaoke to yourself?
Life is a mystery.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.